This recording, Iran 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a supper private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of food and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would like some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed she vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My age is 45-year-old. I'm Armenian from Iran. I born in Tehran, Iran. My job is occupation. I'm hairdresser, hairstylist, and I'm high school educated. I've been in college for cosmetology college, and I born in Iran. I raised in Iran. Oh, I moved to United States in 1986. So I'm almost 20 years I'm here. Before I was 5 years in Europe, and then now I'm here. It was different, our culture. They didn't let us to going out, you know. So teenagers here, I seen they are very free. They want to do whatever they want. They're driving, they don't listen to their parents, they don't respect. So the only word that I listen a lot is I don't care, that's very bad. Our kids, still, I see kids that they're coming over there, they're really different, more respect, they know family, value, everything. Patient here, kids, they are always, you know, want to run. They don't want to stay in their spot. They're bored. Always they're bored. They have lots of things, but they are bored. I don't understand why. Because they don't have that creative mind we used to have, not having too much toys. We make our toys by our hands. We make our Barbies. I used to have only one Barbie, you know. Two dolls maybe, but I used to make dress for my dolls. But here everything we buy. That's why kids, they're always bored. So all girls, they know how to sewing over there. They know how to cook very early age. They know how to clean up, clean house. They learn everything, no matter what grade are you, you know. You are rich or poor. Girls, they need to know all these things. When they get married, they need to know cooking, cleaning, sewing. Oroshalem es aistari im kuyukis ramusinin mamais papais ravirem im tuna thanksgivingin where our head dinner aneng joshutang. I decided to this Thanksgiving to invite my parents and sister, husband, everyone to my house to having dinner together. امسال میخواهم که پدر مادرم خواهرم شوهرش با بچه ها Thanksgiving رو برای شام دعوت کنم به خانه من که با هم دیگه یه شام بخوریم و فامیلی دور هم.